afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. So, what are we going to be musing about today?
Today, we explore the concept of reality.
Thank you.
little over 100 years ago, a rather unassuming young man stood before a gathering of the world's greatest scientific minds. He had been invited to explain his most advanced inventions and the principles behind them. During his presentation, the audience shuffled nervously, mumbled, and whispered to each other. Initial interest quickly became bemusement and, in some cases, even wild amusement. But almost all, in the end, found themselves exasperated and even enraged. To a man, and they were all men, they condemned and rejected his work, even questioning his mental soundness. The reason for this reaction was simple. The man's name was Nikola Tesla, and what he was talking about, what he was suggesting, actually defied the known laws of physics. In fact, Tesla himself became so ridiculed as to later become the model for Hollywood's archetypal mad scientist. The truth about this man is, however, that he was so far ahead of his time that even today, his greatest works remain inaccessible to humanity in general. That is not to say, however, that the absolute truth of his work is not understood or applied. It is just not known to most of us as yet. The point of this introduction, however, is not to elaborate on his work as such. Although, if you are interested, I encourage you to Google Tesla and the term zero point. The reason for mentioning him is to discuss the very concept of reality itself, because this was the principal idea Tesla was and is challenging in all of us. Although most humans are possessed of the same sensory apparatus, our realities are all slightly different. An artist sees colours, others do not. A builder can see a wall that is out of plumb by just 1 or 2 centimetres, where others will see perfection. A chef can taste specific ingredients where others simply taste food. In each case, however, these specifically trained individuals are not aware of things that are not there in the first place. They do not have superpowers. Rather, they have simply developed sensitivities to certain phenomena of which the rest of us are simply unaware. The first important point about these examples is that they tell us that reality is much more than we think it is, and there are things which, although they weren't always part of the makeup of an object, are simply not real to us if we are not trained to perceive them. The second point is this. Because our own reality is personal, it becomes an intimate part of self-awareness and the basis of all our values and decisions. Indeed, we can become so proud of our own reality that we see it as the measure of all that is, and in so doing, become resistant to the mere suggestion that there may be a better, more complete picture that is radically different from our own. So when we are confronted with an outside-of-the-box thinker, we can see them as a threat, simply because they challenge everything we have come to understand as being real. So how are we to handle such people and such situations? How are we to view ideas which challenge our longest-held perceptions? The best approach is to adopt the stance of the honest skeptic. Accept nothing on face value, but be prepared to investigate. Nor should you ever be satisfied with mere belief. Choose instead to investigate for yourself and cultivate a genuine hunger for the truth. In many cases, this will require you to personally test a theory, to live it out, so to speak, to apply it, and in so doing, discover what you do and do not know. Reality is not a static condition. It is constantly changing as our perception and understanding evolves. Indeed, change itself is the only true constant which defines it. You do not think the same today as when you were a child. Your conscious understanding has evolved. Tomorrow, you will be exposed to new ideas which will cause you to think again. They may make you feel uncomfortable. They may confuse you and even make you angry. Do not, however, reject them simply because they do not conform to your existing ideas, many of which you may even consider sacrosanct. Apply scientific method in order to arrive at a satisfactory conclusion, even if that conclusion is not the complete answer for now. Be aware that any and all answers are in the final analysis mere stepping stones to even greater understanding. We all feel strongly the need for a dependable, solid foundation which defines who we are and what is important in life. But consider this. To take flight, one must leave the ground. If reality to us becomes an absolute, then it ceases to be a platform from which we can launch ourselves into the unknown, becoming instead a concrete slab into which our feet are firmly locked. Oh,
with you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the show today, and we'll be back again next week.